Hello, Mark and Max, 200 pounds to Nigeria, in for the Herald Haka to number one talk station. I'm Dio. 7 minutes going past 5 p.m. Discussions continue right now. And here's a story from the Punch newspaper. Obi officially files petition to tribunal 4 weeks after poll. The presidential candidate of Liberal Party, Peter Obi, has formally filed his petition to the Elections Tribunal to protest the outcome of the February 25 poll. Now, this was disclosed in a statement issued by the chief spokesperson of the Obi Dati Presidential Campaign Council, Dr. Yunusa Tanko. The statement read, quote, "It is official. The Liberal Party presidential candidate, Peter Obi, has filed his petition to the Presidential Election Tribunal in Abuja. The process of reclaiming the people's mandate has started," end of quote. Now, Obi's petition is coming 4 weeks after the contentious presidential and National Assembly elections that produced the president-elect, Ashiwaju Bola Tinubu. Although Tanko did not reveal why it took his principal this long to file a petition, a source within the party disclosed that a former governor of Anambra State wanted to properly collate materials to back up his claim of massive rigging, voters' intimidation and corruption allegation against the electoral umpire. Quote, "You know, Obi doesn't like talking without getting facts. That's why he took his time before he officially filed his case at the tribunal," end of quote. I recall that Tanko had told the Punch last Tuesday that the lawyers of the Liberal Party presidential candidates were making progress with the inspection of electoral data until they were granted access to gather some relevant information from the materials supplied. All right, so that's it. Obi officially files petition to tribunal 4 weeks after poll. Let's get your take on this. I'm asking you, what are the chances that results from the just conducted elections will be overturned? And I'm referring to all the elections, by the way, not just the presidential election. Joining, we're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. And also, we have it. Seem to be having trouble with our 0700 number right now, so do call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0003 at the appropriate time. But for now, joining me via phone for this conversation is my guest, Barrister Richard Wokocha, is an associate professor of public law at the River State University. He's also former chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, Amok Branch. Barrister Wokocha, good evening to you. Welcome to Hand Facts.
Thank you,
Dario.
Good evening, and good evening,
Nigerians. Great. Let's get straight away then. First, what purposes, or what purpose precisely, do election petitions tribunals serve?
Election petitions are windows through which persons who are aggrieved and dissatisfied with the outcome of an election can seek redress and possibly find justice. So it's for parties and candidates who participated in elections and proposed for them to raise issues for which reasons they believe that the outcome of the election does not represent the true wish of, or will of the people, expressed at the election.
I find it interesting that, Barrister, I find it interesting that you said possibly find justice. Is that indicative that they may not get justice?
Every venture is a venture. At the end of the day, you may be able to get justice. You may also be unable to get justice for some reason. And that's why we say possibly find justice. There could be grounds you believe are sufficient for arriving at a particular conclusion, but if those grounds do not meet the expectations of the law or do not completely satisfy the judges, they could hold something to the contrary, or at least hold something expressing that it did not satisfy them, it did not convince them as to your claim. So, I mean, every venture is a venture, and so an election petition is a venture, and it hopes to get justice.
We'll come to the grounds in a moment, but speaking of the tribunal still, are they the final courts on the matter, on any matter that they hear, or can one go beyond the tribunals?
Well, the tribunals are the final courts. When the court sits, in the case of the president or presidential election, the tribunal, the Court of Appeal of Nigeria, sits as the election tribunal, petition tribunal. And so if a person is dissatisfied with the judgment of that court, you can proceed to the Supreme Court, which has the final say. While in the other cases, the tribunal is a tribunal, not a court, not a regular court, but a tribunal that has the same jurisdiction or exists at the same hierarchy as a high court, and appeals from that can go to the Court of Appeal and thereon.
Well, now, what happens, or what would an elections petitions tribunal require to overturn the result of an election, or to overturn the result of an election? You mentioned grounds just a while ago. What would those grounds be?
But the question about every election petition is that you are saying the outcome announced by the electoral umpire does not represent what transpired on that day, does not reflect the will of the people. The grounds could be that you believe and you are trying to show that the votes announced as votes cast are not actually the votes, do not represent the votes cast, or the distribution of those votes cast do not represent what actually happened on the day. So basically you are asking the court to hold that the person declared winner has not met the requirement of the law to be declared winner, which is that he polled the highest number of votes in more than two-thirds of the state in the case of presidential election, or at the level of governor that he polled the highest vote and more than two-thirds of the local government in that state. So this is the basic thing you are approaching the court with. So it could be that the result was not the original result. It could be that what is written there was just written. It does not correspond with the ballot cut at the election and all that. So here you may be talking of overvoting. You may be talking of what we call writing of results, which does not reflect the content of the ballot box and all that, or that it was marked by violence. As a result of that, people could not vote, or people did not vote, and so what is reported is not a true reflection of the situation, etc., etc. Pre-election matters of whether a person is qualified, is properly nominated, those are pre-election issues. But election petitions deals with the core issues arising from the election. So for pre-election issues, you have to take them before the election.
So, let's talk about the pre-election issues you mentioned just a while ago. So, even if it's determined now that a candidate in any of the just conducted elections was not qualified to have taken part in that election at all, it doesn't matter now because the person maybe has won the election already. Even if there's incontroversial or incontrovertible, pardon me, evidence now that person was not qualified to be a part of that election originally, it doesn't matter now.
If you did not raise it within the time limited by law for raising such issues, you cannot raise it to that because that would be bad. Yes, it will be the truth, but the time within which the law allows you to raise those issues has elapsed and you did not raise it, so you cannot raise it thereafter. You can't simply start with that. But if you are talking of one that was legitimately raised when it was raised, of course, at any point it is determined it will have the natural effect. You recall the Bayelsa example. Elections had ended. That judgment came a day to the day of swearing in. So, if it is fired at the proper time, it will have the natural effect. If it is determined that the person was not a qualified person for the position. But the key thing is that for such pre-election questions, you have to file within the time limited by law.
Oh,
not after the election.
Now, to have what you described a while ago, what, you know, usually a person who approaches an elections petitions tribunal, what, you know, they will be going to court to seek that, you know, there was rigging, there was overvoting, results manipulated, and the rest of that. But what would be the grounds for overturning the result of an election? Because, like you said, anybody who goes before a petition, the tribunal at this time, is expected by default to present, you know, cases of this nature, either over voting, results manipulation, maybe violence, voter intimidation, voter suppression, or anything of that nature. However, is presenting evidence of that enough, or are there specific grounds that must be met that are required for the results of any of the elections to be overturned?
Let's hope you are not putting two questions into one. If you are asking what it will take for the court to be satisfied that an election ought to be set aside or to be nullified, in which case it can order reconduct or order a different set of results reflecting the reality of the situation, that's a different question. There you will have to convince the court that the person declared winner has not met the requirement of the law. And what's the requirement of the law? That he should poll the highest vote on popularity scale, that is the general highest vote, and that he must have also met the condition of having won 2/3 expectation of the presidency or governorship. That does not apply to legislative elections. So for these two positions, you will be proving that he either did not win 2/3 or he did not win majority of the votes. So you are either arguing that the vote ascribed to him or counted as having been cast for him were not cast for him. That particular number was not. Or you are arguing, on the other hand, that even if that number was cast, he didn't meet the requirement of winning the number of areas that the law requires him to have won. Now, this can arise from different things. As I said, it could be for overvoting, it could be for a result that is completely unconnected with the vote. If you're able to get the court to see the evidence, those could be the steps you take, and the case you will prove to establish that he did not lawfully won the election and could not have been returned or should not be returned as the person who won the election, or that he was wrongly so returned.
So what was the other part of the question that you were getting?
Okay, but I was saying specifically you are either asking the degree of evidence that will be grounds of filing an appeal is the reason why you think the result is not reflect the property, and you're asking the court to set aside that election. As you're asking like the degree of proof required, that's the second one I was, that's the one I set out, I described, that you will have to establish.
So it's not enough that the person that is rigging of whatever kind having taken place, the rigging has to be of a certain degree as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's not enough to just say there was rigging. First, you'll be clear about the particular of rigging you're talking about, and then you will have to show that that rigging occurred at a scale that affects the outcome of the election. For instance, if you allege there is rigging and you're able to show in a number of units or stations where the rigging occurred and you have a total number of votes in those places that exceeds the total number of votes by which the winner won the election, you have made a point. And that rigging proved could be basis for setting aside the election. It also established that there was invalid vote. Under the current rules, as you know, once the number of votes cast is one vote higher than number of persons accredited, there is overvoting, and that unit is liable to be cancelled. So where you also established, for instance, that such things happened, and the court is satisfied, and the difference in the number of votes involved in that session is higher than the number of votes with which the winner won. Of course, you know the natural consequence. It means that the actual votes caught by the winner is less than the total number of votes he got from that place, that all the parties got from that place. So if on the balance, when that place is cancelled, when that session is cancelled, or outcome of the voting in that session is cancelled, you are the person with the highest number of votes, then you are expecting the court to affirm that you were the winner of the election because you hold the highest number of valid votes cast at the election, for example.
So once again, just to be clear, even when rigging is established, literally what we are saying is if the person rigged small, we can overlook that. But if the rigging is big or significant, then we would not overlook that.
That may not be a safe way to put it. If rigging is established, it does away with the outcome of that area established. The point you are making is the degree of fact that you are able to prove. Take the presidential election, for instance.
Right, so please hold that thought. We'll come back to the degree of fact in a moment. We have a commercial break to attend to right now. We'll return shortly. This conversation will continue. Remember, join me via Facebook and Twitter at Nigerian for PH at the appropriate time to call the number shortly after we return from the break. 0817-93-0007 or 0003. Diplo Setin, Hard Fact returns in a bit.
Tuned in to
99.3 Nigeria. Welcome back. 28 minutes ago before 6 p.m. It is Hard Facts, originally live from the number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria. Info, input Harkat, I'm Dial. Let's talk. That's about the hour at 6. The major news comes on. Before that, however, discussions continue with my guest, Barish Sharicha Wokocha, has joined me via phone. Barish Wokocha, welcome back.
Thank you, Dario.
Obi officially files petition to a tribunal 4 weeks after poll. As I imagine, candidates of other elections, including the presidential election, other candidates will be filing their petitions if they haven't filed theirs already, contesting the results of the just concluded or conducted elections, general elections in the country. I'm asking you right now, what are the chances that results from the just conducted elections will be overturned? Let's get your take. Once again, we're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We are live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Do call the numbers as well. 0817-93-0007 or 0817-93-0003. Before I take your responses or your contributions, still with Barrister Okocha at this time. Barrister Okocha, before the break, you were speaking to the degree of infraction. In other words, what I took from what you said before the break, it's not enough that there is evidence of rigging. The rigging must be to a certain degree. And I said before the break, you disagree with that with that description. And that description, once again, is that if the person rigs small, if it is, you know, it's okay. But if the rigging is big, then we have a problem with it.
Section 135 of the Electoral Act provides for certain defects that may not invalidate an election. So when you consider that, it will do injustice to the situation to talk of, to describe it in such terms. Subsection 1 of that section says an election shall not be liable to be invalidated by reason of non-compliance with the provisions of this Act if it appears to the election tribunal or court that the election was conducted substantially in accordance with the principles of this Act and that the non-compliance did not affect substantially the result of the election. You know, earlier I said you have to understand that for every allegation of the infraction or irregularity, you have to prove. And I said earlier that if you prove enough to show that more than the number of votes that determined the winner was affected, you will have succeeded in discrediting the declaration of that person as the valid winner. But if you prove that a certain number of votes were unlawfully credited to him because of irregularities and infractions that happened at the points where those votes were cast, but the total number of votes involved are not enough to make him not to be the winner. For instance, if it goes halfway between his total vote with which the total votes with which he beat the second, the runner-up, then the election cannot be nullified. Because, I mean, assuming even we remove the entire vote that you have proven to have been irregularly counted for him, there are still enough to put him ahead of the others. So his election as the person who emerged as winner and who scored the total highest vote and complied with the law to that extent cannot be nullified or set aside because you proved that certain number that did not amount to the numbers with which he won was affected. There are basically three grounds of appeal in electoral matters as grounds of petition. You are either establishing that a person who election is questioned was at the time of the election not qualified to contest the election. That's the pre-election matter we talked about earlier, that when you file it at the appropriate time, it will have the effect of throwing the person, the candidate, out of the process, and the votes cast for him will be declared votes not lawfully cast, I mean invalid votes. And so the person who came second will become the winner if he won the election. Then the second ground is that the election was invalid by reason of corrupt practices or non-compliance with the provisions of this act. Now, this directly touches on the rigging you were talking about and the degree of rigging. The third ground is the respondent was not duly elected by majority of lawful votes cast at the election. So, outside pre-election matter of qualification, there are just two things to prove. Either that the person did not score the highest vote at the election as required by law, or that there were infractions and irregularities such as the rigging you talked about that occurred to the extent that he could not have validly won the election by reason of that. So if the ground here and the issue before the court or the ground of your petition is that there were infractions and irregularities, if the extent of infractions you prove are not enough to make him not to be the winner, the remaining part of the votes with which he won the runner-up will be enough to make him win. If, on the other hand, it is on the last ground that he did not have the highest number of lawful votes cast, then you will prove that the actual voting did not give him the highest vote by looking, proving through the results and all the materials used that he did not score the highest vote. So if you're able to show that and show that certain number of votes credited to him that made him to be the highest, certain who attained the highest vote were wrongly allotted to him or credited to him, then you have proved your point and the election can be nullified. So it's either way, but there has to be substantial proof. If you prove that there was rigging but not enough to affect the entire election, or your proof has not discredited the fact that the election was conducted substantially in the way required by the law, then you will not have succeeded. So it really has to go deep. If it is rigging, you have to prove that it occurred in enough places that you established to make him not to have become the winner of the election. Okay. Otherwise, whatever margin of lead that remains after you have proved the passive proof will still be enough to make him winner.
Okay, Barrister Okocha, I get that, and I do appreciate that you may not have been very comfortable with my choice of words, but I'm still quite curious, though, as to how my choice of words does not describe the situation. Because what I get from what you said thus far is, even when it's established that rigging took place, as long as you don't establish that the rigging substantially affected the result of the election, such that if we take away what is considered the rigged votes from the results, the person still wins. And my words, once again, if the person, which may amount to rigging small, you know, rigging small, and then it's okay, the person still wins. But if it rigged big, that, in other words, enough to affect the result of the election, then we can overturn it.
You know what? I really want to go with that description. Because that
what?
Description can match many things. There can be a very big rigging in an entire state, and the entire vote cast in that state may not be enough to discredit the entire election. Because there is no presumption. The fact that there was rigging in polling in station A and B will not lead the court to conclude that there must have been rigging in all the other ones. You have to establish. So anywhere you say there is rigging, you have to establish that there was rigging. There will be no presumption. And that's where the degree of the scale of rigging comes in. So if there was a small rigging that will probably remove 10% of the votes credited to him, if we say, okay, you proved it. You know what? You are right. There was rigging in station A and B. We cancel those stations. And there is still 90% of the votes with which he won that has not been discredited. The election cannot be cancelled because it still means the election complies substantially with the provisions of the law. Since what you have shown to have been inconsistent with the law was only in an area that did not significantly affect the entire process. So since there is no presumption, you have to prove every point at which you said there was irregularity, you have to prove it. And then you have to prove enough. I just gave instances that you have to prove enough, for instance, to create that question. You know what happens when elections are declared inconclusive? If the vote left in the place where election has not been conducted is larger than the margin between the winner and the runner-up, the result will not be announced. It will be inconclusive until they roll those ones, because nobody knows which way those votes will go. And that will determine that the current person who is looking like runner-up could be the winner. So it follows the same pattern. If there is evidence of rigging, produce it. And once you show it, and the court can agree with you. But if the areas affected by this rigging are not sufficient to invalidate the votes, I mean the victory, then the court cannot nullify the election because there was rigging.
The court will simply say, go and rig no more.
No, the court will say, so the court can cancel the votes that you have proved. But when that calculation is done, the winner will still be the winner. Where, on the other hand, irregularities are proved and the court cancels those areas, a new winner can emerge. Remember Oshomole's case in Edo? Some elections back, about three elections back. You remember that Professor Sumba was declared winner, but by the time they got to the tribunals and the irregularities were approved in the areas that were approved and those votes were set aside, the man who was second became the first, because the votes that were set aside, the man who was previously declared winner had substantial part of that vote, and by the time those votes were set aside, he fell into second position. So all of that is what plays out. It's not enough that there was rigging in some place, and because of that, all will be cancelled. You cannot presume irregularity. It has to be proved.
John, the conversation lines officially open. 070-093-093. Hopefully, we have the 0700 number back now. The line, that is, 070-093-093. Let's give that a shot. That's once again, 070-093-093. John, via facebook.com/Nigerian for PH, via Twitter at Nigerian for Peace. Via Facebook, email Harry goes, if truly we have independent judiciary in the country, it is this election case that will prove it. Let's see how it will end up. Hector Christopher goes, the professors managing the electoral system in our country have lost their integrity. Now let's see if the judges can uphold their integrity. A lot of us have no confidence, even with the courts. Well, number is the same lines open, 070-093-093. Hello, Heart Factor, welcome, please go on. Hello, go ahead, please.
My contribution is this. Okay, it's in a situation whereby a lot of killing a jacking of ballot paper and all those things, can you see if the other person winner on the post of election?
All right, Bryce, I'll question the question. You know, as has been widely reported, there were many instances of ballot box snatching, ballot paper snatching, voter suppression, voter intimidation, voter coercion. In some cases, even murder. Would those be grounds to overturn the result of an election? As maybe voiding certain votes or cancelling certain votes, or would it have any impact or effect at all on the eventual outcomes?
It has to be substantial. If there were irregularities, which you can prove, by the way, so having proved that there was snatching of ballot boxes in ABC points, what it simply means is that the vote returns, the result returned for those points have to be excluded. So if there is rigging, violence, snatching of ballot box, destruction of ballot papers and a number of areas. On your side, simply weigh that against the total number. Because there will be no presumption that because they happened in those points, that they also happened in all the other points. So if you prove enough, if enough stations are proven to have experienced those activities, and the total number of results from those areas or votes from those areas can make a difference between the winner and the runner-up. A point has been made, and the election can be cancelled. But if the impact of the number of votes in the areas covered is such that it does not do any manifest injustice to the areas that are not proven to be irregular, the entire election cannot be cancelled.
All right, hello.
So that's
hello,
the welcome. Provision on substantial compliance applies.
Still 070-093-093 is the number. How far to welcome? Go ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, go on.
My question is this. Situation where returning officer who is to report at the ward refuse to report where there is no violence. At the end of the day, the returning officer
Let me help you with that. That appears to be another irregularity. Same line of questioning as previously asked, but as Okocha's response, I'm sure will not change. If it is proven that there was some irregularity with, as you say, in this case, the returning officer, then that the election from the polling unit or that area can be looked into, maybe even cancelled. But if it doesn't affect the overall outcome of the election, then the election cannot be overturned. Barrister, would that be a correct assessment?
Yes, yeah, that's a correct assessment of a correct statement of the effect of Section 135.
All right, still 070-093-093 is the number to call. Let's get your contributions to the matter at hand. Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on. Hello, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, please.
I just want to ask the lawyer. He mentioned something about substantial. I want to know whether that substantial includes the two-thirds. Does this substantial have to go two-thirds of the states? Or just can we get substantial from, let's say, two or three or four states? That's my question.
Okay, Barrister Okocha, how does this substantial... He's asking if this substantial could affect the... two-thirds of the state as is required in the presidential election.
If what is proved to have been irregularities that occurred in the election covers an area that reduces the number of areas in which the man who was declared winner won, such that he has now won up to two-thirds. Of course, it has an effect because he must win the general vote and also win minimum of two-thirds of the state of the federation. So if you plug that in an area that reduces his area of victory to less than two-thirds, you have had an effect. And you know what happens when a winner does not win up to two-thirds? There is a rerun. You change him and the runner-up. But if you want to cancel the election, you have to prove that a substantial part of the entire election did not comply with the requirement of the law, with the letters of the law, the principles established by the law, the Electoral Act.
All right, from what the prof is saying, I think there's no chance of Obi winning at the tribunal. Also, Diane, please ask Barrister Richard, let's assume the evidence of rigging and was found to have been carried out by the party declared winner as a result of the rigging. Is he saying that the rigger will not be punished but asked to go and see no more? If you ask me, that's asking those rigging to keep rigging and rigging but rig small, bearing in mind that the courts will ask him to go and see no more. This is a flaw in our laws, and it beats my imagination that people will sit down and make laws that create room and encourages wrongdoing. That's Patrick. Well, Patrick, to some degree, I believe that is the situation, really. Hard fact to welcome, go ahead.
You do, Bunny.
Hello, go ahead, please. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good evening, Dayo.
You're welcome, go on.
Yeah, I am Emmanuel. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead, please.
I want to ask your guest in the studio. Hello?
Go ahead, please.
I want to ask your guest in the studio. In a polling unit where we have about a number of 1,000 something voters, and only 150 something was accredited, and the rest were not accredited. What happens in such poll unit?
What do you mean, what happens in such polling unit?
Hello?
What do you mean by what happens? Those who were election.
Hello?
Those who were accredited will vote. Even if it's only 10 out of 10,000 who were accredited, then the 10 are allowed by law to vote.
Even when most of the voters are available on ground.
Once again, that amounts to an irregularity. If it is not proven that the irregularity substantially would affect the outcome of the result, it may not hold much. But maybe I should pose that to you, Barrister, because that sounds a bit different here. Yeah? I think what it's saying is that voters were not allowed to be accredited. If that's proven, what will be the implication of that? Very quickly, please. We have limited time left.
Of course, that would be irregularity, and that would be irregularity, because it will be a conduct that is inconsistent with the law. It will affect the outcome of the election in that place. That particular, the result from that place can be cancelled.
But even then, of course, you still have to prove that it substantially affects the result, the overall result of the election for it to be overturned. Well, we have to wrap up.
Of course, it has to be far reaching to be able to have that effect.
Okay.
I think we should also provide the impression that somebody will be given a slap on the wrist and asked to go and see no more. What happens at the stations are not direct actions of the candidate. Individuals get involved, parties get involved, yes. But those parties involved are liable to be punished. The criminal procedure will take care of that. Their actions are crimes and will be punished. But that will not be enough to cancel the election in other areas that did not experience such things.
All right, we have to wrap up the conversation on this note. Thanks for joining in, especially thanks to my guest, Barrister Richard Awokocha, who is an associate professor of public law at the River State University, former chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, number Brian. Barrister Awokocha, many thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Dario.